And I remember at the first meeting of the interim Pacifica National Board, and I walked in the place and I saw all these gray hairs. There's another gray hairs. And we have to incorporate youth into our programming. We have to revigorate the radio station and the network. There's no doubt about it. We have to incorporate the new Dominican Dominicanos that are in town, you know, the Puerto Rican. You know, we do have to accommodate.
Sheila Hamanaka from Rockland County. I really agree with you, Pamela. I think we have to have a proactive attitude about programming. Let's say a situation like Houston, from a pure Democratic point of view, you could say, well, you know, all those listeners, what they really want is country. Let's just give it to them.
Right.
That's what they want. That's democracy. No, you know, we want to reach out. We want to build a new listenership on the people who live in Houston. It's not just white people, right? Get them involved. Actively seek their, you know, have like a two-way street between programming. It's not, BAI shouldn't be just like, we're the politicos, we're the revolutionaries, we have all the answers, you know, we're going to give them the rhetoric, and then they're going to jump when they hear it, because it's so good.
And that's so backwards,
now,
it's not funny.
I mean, WBAI and Pacifica is not like private property, where I have a show, I've had it for, you know, 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 20 years, so therefore I should continue to have the show. You know, there has to be an organism where people come and go, and it's a living thing that responds to the community. I'd like to read a letter from one of my listeners.
Sure.
If this is from a guy, again, this is somebody, you wouldn't know this person, because this is just an ordinary guy who writes this letter, right? He's not a revolutionary or the president of a corporation or something. He's a guy who works in a health food store, but people who shop there know him and love him. He's a great guy. So he writes this letter. My daughter Melissa is a very special human being. Yes, she has mental and physical challenges. I think it is a necessity to show the spirituality of people with challenges. Melissa is so peaceful and loving, not knowing or wanting to be evil. I think it is important to explain these qualities and more. In the past, the former disabled in action seemed to focus only on the occupational and rights aspects, which, while important, isn't the only thing. So this is a person who listens to the radio day in, day out. He's a loyal listener, but he feels a need. And unless we talk to this person, we don't know what he needs. He should be on the air. His daughter should be on the air. This is a community station.
Can you
get the microphone?
It also represents another population of listeners who cannot come to the meeting. Okay, who are not heard again. I mean, I myself have a disability. Okay, and it's very important, again, that everybody, I mean, this is a foundational opportunity, okay, to get everybody at the table and to have everybody have a piece of the action. And what happened before, it is a little bit because people didn't have a piece of the action. I mean, there was like some wild stuff went on with the last group of people. But, you know, there was, in every mess, there's some element of truth. Okay? And so the thing is that it's like, how do you begin and create a foundation that is going to have everybody have a seat at the table? And I think that's what's very important. That people have a seat at the table in deciding those aspects of the bylaws, and also in deciding who gets to vote and who doesn't.
All right. I think it's time we open up the phone calls to listeners. In fact, 209-2900 is the number to call here, WBAI, if you want to be on the air and speak with us here. We're having a first of a community listener forum. And again, I'm going to reintroduce folks. We have Lorraine Logan from the Community for Progressive Radio, Jim Crevo from the Long Island Friends of WBAI and WBIX, Fred Nguyen from the Concerned Friends of New Jersey, Michelle Musurgeon from Westchester, Sheila Hamanaka from the Rockland Friends of WBAI, Miguel Maldonado, who is a member of the lab. We also have Padma Alba, and we also have Ray LaForce and Janice K. Bryan in the house. 279, right. 209-2900, that's the number to call, and you can speak with us. Now I got to get used to this board, Janice, because, oh, here.
Let me do
phone.
I got it. Thanks. WBAI, you're in the air.
Hello. Hi, Dred. This is John.
Hi, John.
From New Jersey, formerly of Rockland County. I'd like to say hello to everybody, particularly Sheila. And I second that about getting the disabled involved and getting Disabled in Action, the program, back on the air. And I couldn't come down. I mean, I don't drive, and my mother wouldn't know where Wall Street was, you know? And I think a mechanism has to be found where everybody has to be included. Another thing I wish the station would do is try to get some kind of a folio or program guide back up again. Because if a person, I send $25, I'm on a low-income budget, and I send it, but at the same time, if there isn't any program guide, the person that is a subscriber and the person that isn't a subscriber is in the same boat. So that's a problem. And you can also have advertising in the folio to make money for the station.
Well, I mean, that is in the air. People are trying to organize around,
yes, I know,
around the folio, getting the folio back into the fold. Which, by the way,
going to be the fundraising for the folio on April 27 at Theater for the New City.
That's right. We hope to
see you there. But let me make a comment in terms of all the disabled. They've been in some interview, even we show about the disabled movement. I remember Frida, who is a union, a local advisory board, used to be a local advisory board member. She wrote a book about the disabled struggle. They also interview Disabled in Action with Ann Emmerman, who been in Valera's show even before Valera was kicking out by Utrecht. And that interview was in reference to different action that Disabled in Action was doing in Albany. And we hope to see more of that.
Can I make one other suggestion? I think the arts programming, I think there should be more arts programming in terms of music, better spaced out. Now you have most of the music programming on Saturday. And I think if it could be distributed a little better, it would be good. I like the information, and that's why I primarily support the station. I support the station because it's a free East Beach station, and it's a progressive station. And I've been a subscriber since the 60s, so I know where some of the bodies are buried. But I think everybody's trying to do a good job, and if we all work together, we'll accomplish something.
It's true, you know.
Thank you.
Let me just make a very brief comment, because since this show is supposed to be more about the bylaw and elections, which is coming up.
Not necessarily.
But I just trying to... I think people are taking more notes. I mean, we've been mentioning about programming, but I think that the people also should know what's going on in WBI in terms of programming. Right now, there is a committee of the programming, which is already working.
The
Program Council.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we should maybe find a way how people like the John who just called, who have different opinion, and also the listeners sometimes put in, I mean, the people had some ideas about, I mean, they can call, I'm not saying call the Red Bernard, but find a way.
Yes, you are.
Question.
You don't call
okay.
Bernard.
No, it's just sometimes like... But seriously, what I'm trying to say is find a way how to canalize all those input, and I suggest that there will be the meeting coming on, when those meetings are coming, who are part of the program council, and how people can pass their input on the concerns that if I'm going to be part of the program council, that, you know, I can discuss with a person and put those ideas in the meetings that are coming up. So that's something I would suggest. And also call sometimes the people who is the best person to talk on the station, something like that. My concern right now is I'm trying not to have, like, I know Bernard is going crazy with phone calls and so on, but somehow, I don't want to put that weight or just on Bernard, but somehow that we find a mechanism that we can canalize those concerns.
Well, I think that's a very good idea, and I wouldn't want Bernard's job right now, but I think he'll do a good job, and if everybody works along with everybody else, things will get done.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Dred.
Well, thanks for your call. Go ahead,
okay.
Miguel, Ray.
Hi, this is Ray. Answer the last point that the brother made, in terms of music, actually there hasn't been any change of music to the weekend. What has happened is that all music programs that took place during the week have been suspended. What is being observed is that when people listen to talk shows, that's what they want to hear. They want to hear talking. Mm-hmm. And if, let's say, you have the morning show, you have Wake Up Call, and you have Amy Goodman, Democracy Now!, and then they have music after, what they do, they turn to a different station.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes they don't come back. So this is why all the music shows people used to hear during the week have been suspended until we can grapple with that question and come up with a solution. And the idea at this point, I believe, is to move them more towards the evening.
All right.
I'm sorry, this is Michelle from Westchester. And I got a letter from a listener from Westchester, and they would really like to see more arts and free-form programming, particularly at a time which is reasonably decent at being able to listen to, instead of not at the dead of night and not on the weekends, because people do tend to be running around a lot. And there is there has been a lot of discussion from some of the Westchester folks that there is a little bit too much talk, and there isn't. Which I'm kind of contradicting what Ray just said. So everybody has a different opinion. It's really amazing.
But I think that not understanding the value of culture, and I remember the words of Amilcar Cabral, he said revolution is necessarily an act of culture. And that folks don't realize that, and that we, not only must we have the cutting edge in politics, but we have to have the cutting edge in culture also. Mm-hmm. So I think that when folks start talking about politics and all that, culture is political. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And so we have to deal with it on that level. Mm-hmm.
There's another reason why we need art, and this is a short message that I received on the email that I received before I left, and this is Lorena from New Jersey, and she says, how about more arts programming? What happened to the 10 to 12 daily music hour? Can we fundraise to pay for more arts programming and maybe bring Delphine Blue back? News is important, but the spirit also needs to be uplifted, especially in the light of so much tragedy and injustices.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
People do not live by bread alone. Okay. WBAI, you're on the air.
Hello,
you're on the air.
Yes. As far as WBAI programming goes, I think...
I'm sorry, can you tell us where you're calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from the Bronx. Yeah, I think WBAI needs to be transformed on what it is today. There needs to be more community involvement in the station as far as programming. More community outreach. In terms of, you could even have people in the community report on what's going on in communities, different communities.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been talking about that all evening long.
Yeah, report on news and stuff. You probably don't know what, instead of focusing on national news, and there's so much national news, you know what I mean? You should focus on what's going on in the Bronx, what's going on in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Community boards, this kind of, mm-hmm. What's happening in Albany, what's happening in City Hall and stuff like that.
Again,
what's really going on in government.
Again, we have to
train
listeners so that they're able to do that.
Yeah.
They have to be able to work a tape recorder and take it to their community board meeting or to their school board meeting and know how to get the sound and interview people so that they can back and present it to you, the listener, listeners out there.
Yeah, even the public schools, they should investigate the teachings in the public school.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you should have a program with Liar with that.
We have
that
a program.
Instruct people on housing and criminal stuff or whatever. Just, you know, people want information and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of these bogus doctor shows, you want to get real doctors too.
Okay.
Yeah, get a real doctor. So when people call up about certain problems, you know, you don't tell them to use some herbs from I don't know where.
Okay. Well, thanks for your input. WBAI, you're in the air. You're in the air. Uh-oh. I'm going right down the line. WBAI, you're in the air.
Yes, hello. I'm calling about arts programming, and the other subject is membership. Who will get to vote? Pardon me?
Go ahead and speak.
Hello. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was cut off. I submitted a written proposal for a one-hour program to Matthew Finch, the head of the arts department, for a radio program in which I would play the harmonica to start off. I would play some music. I would then read in a highly theatricalized British accent, which I do very well. I'm a professional actor, member of Actors Equity. Then I would have a giveaway guessing game in which I would play a piece of music and get the audience to guess who, you know, identify something about it, and I would give the record to them, and then I would close the program by singing a cappella a song that Sarah Fishko, who used to have a program here many years ago, used as her theme song. Matthew Finch never responded to me.
Well, I don't know why. I don't know. I can't speak for Matthew.
I know you can.
You know, but
I'm just presenting that so that the listeners should understand that as much as there's a hue and cry about equal representation for every group and the voice and the voiceless, that they are not responded to, that's a sham. Now, I would like to ask Janice K. Bryant, since she tonight, to give us some kind of a report on what kind of ideas were presented as to who or who cannot be a member and with voting power. One of the reasons I took out a subscription, a senior citizen subscription, was that I would be able to vote.
Well, there's no doubt that you'd be able to vote. I don't see any problem with that.
All right, so so far it has not been resolved, because when you say, for example, to make a parallel, I don't know how much, but yeah, it has some validity. A union has members which belong to it for the benefit of everybody in the union. They are required to pay dues or put in, you know, actual physical dues or put in some kind of effort into the organizing and the maintenance of that union. This radio station, in a sense, is a union of people. And it is my view that only those who subscribe, you know, monies to the station should have the power to vote.
Well, there are other ways that can be worked out.
Such as what?
Such as people donating their labor for example.
Yes, indeed. Yes, you're right. Quite right.
I mean, there's other ways in which people can give to WBAI, and monetarily is not the only way.
Okay, that's an excellent point, and that was brought out last night.
Wait a minute.
When Mike Fader, excuse me?
I'm sorry, somebody else was trying to respond to that.
Okay. Yes, it's almost like the plight of the labor unions. You know, you have a workforce, and then you got the market share that the labor unions hold. And unfortunately, you have a construction unions, and then you have a whole construction workforce. Mm-hmm. And all of them are not necessarily unionized yet. Okay, it should be our objective to integrate the whole of the workforce, if you will. And that's the reason why a criteria that says if I bought my membership, I should be the only one allowed to vote is problematic for some of us. Mm-hmm. You have a workforce out there that has a lot of undocumented and ununionized workers that need worker protection and need OSHA behind them and need a living wage and need the adequate benefits, in spite of the fact that they are not yet in the union. I think that is precisely the challenge that WBA has before it.
So can Janice and Bryant give us some kind of review of what happened at the meeting?
Mm-hmm. Okay. He wanted to hear from you, Janice K. Bryant, about what happened at the meeting last night. Thank you for your call. We're going to go on. I'll let him answer. Let her answer.
You guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but I would say there must have been 50 different definitions given last night, offered as to the different kinds of memberships there could be. Some folks said you could have the monetary listener subscriber thing, and other people said this thing about the worker, and then other people said, oh, you can hand out leaflets. And then there were other things about just, you know, everybody who's a listener ought to be a member.
Now how is this going to work?
Well, some folks were talking about...
Wait, let me finish my question. How is this going to work when it comes down to, well, we're going to have this, and that. Is it going to be a vote of the, just the members of the committee? How is that going to work?
What do you mean?
As far as passing these...
You mean who's going to decide?
Yeah, who's going to decide?
Okay, my understanding is that these meetings that we're having every week now, it looks like into perpetuity, like these, I'm sorry, these meetings will be, we're going to gather statements from everybody who wants to contribute, and those statements will eventually become sort of like a working paper. That working paper is going to go to the national board,
mm-hmm.
and then they're going to... Just a minute. Break it, Fred, if I got it wrong.
The committee, I think.
Yeah, after the committee here, you know, decides, then the board is going to reformulate it, it comes back, and then we'll work it and massage it again. But everybody's going to have input. There'll be, the way they put it last night, is once we decide on some talking points, it would be sort of like a show of hands more than really voting, but to get the consensus and the feeling of the group there. Whoever is attending these bylaws meetings.
And I'm sorry, this is Michelle from Westchester, and that's where I have a concern is whoever attends the meeting. And we have a real problem because there's a lot of people that want to attend those meetings, and I think Lorraine pointed that out too. And if you can't, I mean, I wish I was at that meeting last night, and I couldn't go.
It was a good
and
meeting. Well, come to, that's another thing.
Is it
going to
be, yeah.
Tuesday will be, I think, even more exciting and about the same thing. And are we going to be, Ray, are we going out to New Jersey and?
Tuesday, that's 21st Street.
No, I mean, later on, there'll be other meetings that are, there'll be one in New Jersey, and then there'll be one somewhere else, I thought, no?
Basically, what we're trying to do, and it didn't work, is to work something out with WBI.
Yeah,
there was
yeah.
some technical problems, some of it is financial. Also, I've spoken to Bernard, and Bernard has committed the BAI to cover at least two of those events, meaning on-site.
Where it will be a simulcast.
Yeah, he has pointed to me also that the ISDN line cost about $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
So... There are financial problems. So, but the idea is to have what we were trying for what is that? Yesterday, 2 days ago?
Yesterday.
Thanks, Brian. was to have something to allow people to call directly from wherever they are, not from their home necessarily at this point, but to gather, let's say, in Maplewood, somewhere in Long Island, and then be able to call from there. So we're looking at different options. Also, similarly, as Janice was saying. The next meeting is going to take place at 23rd Street, and it's going to be it's a much broader venue. And the one after that is the 23rd. It's again at DC 1707, and on the 30th we go to New Jersey. And the one after that we're looking at another town meeting, and maybe the one following will be in Long Island or in Rockland County.
Mm-hmm. All right, I would just ask, even if we have a basic recording and it's even archived someplace on the web, that's something simple. I mean, Ray, you're talking about some really nice, sophisticated things, which is great, but I think, you know, somebody could just have a tape recorder at these meetings, record it, and then archive it. I mean... I know, and I know that also limits because if you don't have a computer, then you're out of the loop too.
That's right.
It is being recorded. Every one of these meetings is being recorded. But I didn't think it cost that much to be able to webcast those meetings.
No, ISDN line would be having the
ISDN, which would give you the kind of quality that we have.
So are we counting on that we're going to be able to webcast those meetings and that people will be able to listen to it on the Internet and call from wherever they are? Because that's possible. People can gather. You can have 3, 4, 5 people gathering around a computer and listen to it because it's, you know, that technology is available.
Yeah, I think the WBIX is recording that.
They put that in the Internet.
One idea we're looking at, it would be to some form of webcasting where there would be a special phone right here and people could call. and the station would be used together with a different location outside. So again, maybe one of the ways to simplify it is to have one or two permanent stations. We would spend money to have whatever phone lines put there, and then the same location could be used over and over again.
Now if there was someone who's listening, for example, now, and wanted to give a suggestion to the committee, how would they do that How could they do that?
Absolutely.
I mean, can they write here? Can you?
Yes. And first, they can call the station.
Right. First of all, they can call the station and leave a number for a Ray or what?
Well, yeah, they can leave a message
for the committee.
Mm-hmm. And then we have also website and a web page,
and we have a listserv also.
A listserv, mm-hmm. And we can give that.
Well, we're going to give all that information out,
exactly.
Hopefully at the end of the program.
I want to say that we need to incorporate all of the most modern technology. Mm-hmm. Okay, at the same time, we also need to establish communication vehicles for those who are out of the loop of all those modern technology. Mm-hmm. When you talk about the almost underground immigrant undocumented communities, African, Latino, Caribbean, Asians, Haitians,
the radio is it
that folks who are present, mm-hmm. live 4, 5, 6, 10 in an apartment, okay, who barely pay the rent, who don't have a phone in their homes, much less a computer, and who are that potential listenership that needs to be served by a WBAI. Mm-hmm. And we need to get really creative about how we reach out to those people. That is the market share of the union that hasn't been brought in yet. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm saying we need to definitely use a listserv, use all of those things. At the same time, be prepared to go knocking on some doors out in Queens, in the immigrant community out in Brooklyn, mm-hmm. in the South Bronx, in those pockets of Mexican immigrants, okay, who need to be represented in this process. Mm-hmm. And we're facing a major challenge here, and there's no question about that.
WBAI, you're in the air.
Hi, it's great to hear this conversation. This is Norma from Harlem. I wanted to just add another thought in terms of content, and that is there is a great need for this station to bring into programming more voices of women of color. There's all kinds of critical work going on in this country and in the world around the universal inequality of women. Today the New York Times profiled some of that work regarding people working to end the sexual exploitation of women in the third world. And you would never know that this work is going on if you listen to BAI, so we have to address that and work to increase the voices, particularly of women of color, at the station.
Lorraine, you want to answer, or Sheila?
I can't add anything to it. I agree.
Okay. Sheila, did you want to say something?
Yeah, of course, as an Asian woman, I'm also conscious of that the fact that there's only one Asian program on the air. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have made the comment to me that programming tends to be sort of segregated, like the concept of a cultural gulag or something, like you have your Asian show here, you have your Hispanic show here, you have your Jewish show here, you have your Arab show here. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to see something that kind of mixes it up a little bit. I mean, and definitely, why not have debates on the air about and programs about the issue of racism. There is racism at the station, and people will say, yes, I'm a racist, mm-hmm. or no, you're a racist, blah, blah, blah. But there are people whose specialty is having workshops on how to work together, how to confront the racism and resolve it in your workplace. And it would be very important, I think, to do that here at the station. But I would, mm-hmm. agree with this caller 100% mm-hmm. that we need more women on the air.
Mm-hmm. Okay, WBAI, you're on the air.
Thank you. Just like to say that BAI should be limited to only programming that one can not get on other sources, radio, TV, and so forth. Now, there are possibly 20,000 hours per week of possible alternative programming which can be broadcast, so it should be limited to the most popular of these 20,000 hours of alternative programming. Now, the people here are just, well, they just want to rip WBA off to put off, to take the time off for small, quote, community groups, so forth, to produce programs that nobody wants to listen to. And we get what we have now, a listenership of about 0.1%, that is one person in 1,000 listens. It should be about 40 people per 1,000, and one can only get that by putting on what we want to listen to, not what
what
of BAI want
to
listen
to. What do you want to listen to?
Well, this is wrong to ask one individual what he wants to listen
to. No, I'm asking you, what would you like to listen to? And you?
Well, I like interesting programs on politics, but that's not
like
the
what?
Point.
Like what?
Well, anything new. I like Ralph Shulman. He's a very good thing, but that's not the point. The point is, it should be what the alternative public wants. About 4% of the of the public, and not the progressive program, which only about 0.1% of the public wants to listen to. 3.9% of the public have been shortchanged. They've been ripped off. As a result, maybe 2,000 people die a year because they don't hear about alternative medicine, and a lot of people have been ripped off of a political potential because they can't get anything out of interest on BAI.
All right. Thank you, John. Thank you for your call. WBAI, you're on the air.
Hi, good evening. This is Bob from Rockland.
Wait, they're saying hi, Bob, and I don't have their mics on.
Hi, Bob.
You've got your highlight.
Actually, what I wanted to comment on, I think it's really important that WBAI and Pacifica make a commitment. I mean, a real commitment to reaching out to its listeners and involving them in the process. And, for example, the gentleman with Pamela, was saying about reaching out to the communities where you have immigrant communities and such, where they don't even, the most they have is a radio. But we can reach out to them and we can involve them through the radio station by simply, if WBAI or you know, me, for example, were to go into a community and set up something so that people could then gather around and they could be involved in the process. They could be called in. The radio station can announce, we're having meetings at such and such locations in these areas. And if you want to be involved, for example, in the bylaws revision committee, go there, okay? And you can be involved. And it could all be connected together in a way so that using the technology, as Fred was saying, using the technology, and there really needs to be a commitment to involve that, because it's not acceptable to me. I mean, the fact of the matter is, I'm very angry that the Bylaws Revision Committee meeting wasn't broadcast so that I could be involved in it. And it's not acceptable to be able to go on to the to go from community to community, and so this community has access one time, and this community has access one time, and unless I'm able to gallivant around the tri-state area, following what's going on, I'm really left out of the loop, as Michelle was saying, because
Well, I can't be involved on a regular basis.
Well, you know, I would think that minimally that things can be taped so that they can be aired at some later point in time. I mean, we're talking about advanced technology, and I think that's possible. But again, I mean, because of financial constraints and those types of things, we're not able to do all of that right now. Mm-hmm. We are striving, and I hope, as Ray has pointed out, that we are striving in order to do or have that kind of setup where more listeners are involved in the whole process. And I think that it does become incumbent upon us to really go out there and try to get all the information that we can, and also have BAI as a way to get information also.
Let me make a little, briefly, a comment about getting involved and not only in the bylaw, but getting for other...
In other areas also.
Can I make a comment? When you started, you were talking about getting involved, and you talk about getting in reference to what Panama said. I think that there is people should have a clear idea that when we're talking about getting involved and go to different communities, I've been thinking about that for a long time, even before we came back to WBI. I mean, before we won this struggle. I was thinking, how can we have listeners and part of the base that we have? How we can use that base? Mm-hmm. So, but my idea was, let's come out with a membership campaign, reaching out to different community, to go to immigrant community and other community that they don't even know about WBAI. But I've been working on that, and you, Bob, know that.
I know. I've been there, too.
Okay. But one of the things that I've been finding out is that is require a lot of energy and require a lot of people. I mean, we've been doing the best we can. I'm working with Paul Sovereign and so on. But at the same time, I think that we need to think a little bit and say what is getting involved means in terms of the needs of the radio station. And I think we need to combine those two things. Basically, right now, the needs of the radio station is money, because we are in a difficult situation with money and everybody. I mean, the whole Pacifica, because of what happened for the last maybe not only 30 months but 5 years of the disaster that we have with that board. But the thing is that we need to think a little bit in that turn. I think that to bring in new members, I want those immigrants who like to pay $40 and $50 to see Luis Miguel, which is a famous singer from Mexico, and they pay whatever to see this guy. If we can do the work to convince those people that WBAI is better to spend $25 in WBAI than see Luis Miguel, I mean, do you think they will chasing me all over and out of Brooklyn or Queens? But somebody had to go there and tell them that, to tell them, folks, wake up and smell the coffee. WBAI is better for you because this is in our community. And if you cannot pay $25 to become a member of WBAI, I mean, something is wrong. So I would like to combine those two things.
I think you have to have also programming that responds to your needs.
Definitely.
I mean, that's the bottom line and all of that. This is a radio station.
I wanted to, first of all, compliment Miguel, because he has been a strong advocate of that issue for a long time. The outreach into those communities that are not presently involved. Mm-hmm. But I disagree with Miguel in the point that, you know, the criteria is whether you pay $25 or not. I think that we need to really understand, yes, there are some people who are prepared to pay $500 to see Luis Miguel. But there are a lot of people who work for $5.45 an hour, okay, and chip in to pay for the rent on one house where people, you know, take turns in the same bed. And this is the plight of the undocumented, unorganized workforce. They come from Africa. They come from the Caribbean. They come from Latin and Central America. And before you ask them that the criteria be a $25 tax, we need to have a station that serves their needs. We're not even talking to them or about them, and we're asking them to contribute $25. I don't think it works that way. See, I think that we need to reach out to them to help us shape how we're going to serve them. Okay? And so that down the road, when we help them be workers that have a living wage in this country, whether they got documents or not, then they could contribute $25 to WBAI.
Bob, we got a lot of phone calls, all right? So thanks. That spurred quite a thing. Sheila?
Say, I'd like to say that, you know, during the coup, I had this image of Bernard in a van driving around New York City. On the side of the van, it says WBAI, you know, and then you have a loudspeaker on it, and it's broadcasting that music. What was that tune, you know? Sweet in the Morning, yeah, yeah. And then you hear Bernard's voice on there. This is Bernard White. And you know, listen to WBAI. Well, we could do that, right? Can we send a van out, BAI?
Oh, good.
No?
Can
they do it?
Need a permit.
All right, I'm sorry, Jim?
Yes.
Hold on 1 second, caller. Go ahead, Jim.
Just as far as local community involvement, April 27th, 11 o'clock in the morning, we'll have our Long Island friends at WBAI, where we're going to
April 27th?
Same day, 11 o'clock in the morning. And it's going to be, we'll talk about membership and just getting the Long Island community involved.
Let me just say this, that we, Nita and Janice and I, were talking about how we're going to institutionalize. There's so many meetings that we need to have a WBAI community bulletin board by itself, just by itself. And this is going to happen immediately, I can tell you that, because there are many things. But at the end of tonight's program, we'll also give how everybody can be contacted and all of that stuff. WBAI, you're on the air.
Hello to all. This is Tommy from Queens. One thing I've learned since all this separation of people back and forth the last year and a half, is to be a better listener. And both sides, I didn't like a lot of the buzzwords that went on. But all right, so this is about ideas, really. It turned into a report to the listener. So, everybody was a listener, even people who were on the air. You know, I have shows. There were one time they were a listener, so I'd like to share that. Forms should be sent out for now with questions and sent to everybody's house that you guys have their address. And then in different kinds of languages, play cards to get people to say, hey, if you can't come down, if you can't get someone, if it's that important to you, to go and do the legwork for you. So that could be handled. I'm not so concerned with as much with who was a sellout, but I'm concerned with the respect, the common sense, the camaraderie, the softness, the allowance at the station and the running of the station. What else? I jotted a few things down. Take me another 30 seconds. There should be no national racism kind of lobbying. I mean, it's all about people, you know. I'm Italian. There's no Italian show. There was one Italian guy in the station. He's not there anymore. So, you know, everybody could say something. It's about people. So whenever you create a division, a line, somebody's going to cross it, and then you got inevitable conflict. So a decision should be of the community should be done to create the largest positive results. Mailing of ideas, maybe public meetings. I think I've been to some, and I learned a big realization. The BAI is not my teacher when it comes to other things, you know, the technical stuff, the learning of the politics, but when it comes to personal growth and things like that, it's not my teacher anymore. I've been listening since the early 80s, and a lot of that stuff saved my life, but now this stuff has got me, you know, I learned a lot from that. So maybe public meetings should be about mailings, and people should recite what people have mailed in, what they've called in, what they've emailed in. And not so much, because I've been to meetings and it was like yelling and screaming. So I don't think that's going to be too cool. So there's some of my ideas, and I'm going to attend some of the meetings coming up. I've been in night school, and I don't have a computer, so I could not do all of that stuff. And you got to be very careful, too, about who gets the power. Because as much as I like Eutrice and I like some of the things that she was saying, and not to... I went to go to one of her meetings, and I was turned away because, I think not because of her, but because some people were trying to protect her, and it just gets all mixed up and messed up. And when ego, fear, all that stuff comes involved, and you don't put your heart and head together, you're somewhere else. And you don't need a plant. It just, everybody spins their wheels, and that's all you need. You don't need any diabolical plan to bring down an organization. Just get somebody in there who's interested in money or ego, and that's it. You don't need any CIA guy or girl. It just, it has a life of its own.
Or who don't believe in the mission.
That's right. The mission, wait, the one last thing. The mission is, from what I gathered, it's, you got to get, I said this to somebody who used to be affiliated with the station, is no longer there. I said, you know what, it dawned on me, and I haven't been listening since the 60s, but everybody's stuck in the 60s. Everybody just wants to hear information. It's like their drug, but nobody wants to do any legwork or any work. And I think that's the focus that should reach to all the communities across the board. How do you get people to get involved, to just go do some legwork, spread the word, do some work, get down to the earth, get your hands
all right.
dirty.
All right,
okay,
let us respond to that.
All right.
Fred, you want to just respond?
As far as the legwork, there are dozens of people who come out, you know, on the weekend to do leafletting, reach out to people. It's been going on for about a year. If you want to do that, you can call Paul Cervell at 973-763-9493, and you'll meet people of all colors and all horizons and all walks of life. To talk about, the information, that's really a difficult one. What's going on really is that when you try to write bylaws and you look at all the issues of governance and elections and, we're all united as far as having an independent station. But once we start talking about the detail of how we're going to do it, then people are very divided. I try to do myself something that I thought would be accepted, and I took pretty much 15 questions that had come out on the Internet and try to provide some simple responses and maybe open responses to that and put it into a questionnaire. It cost me about 50 cents a piece, and I printed about 100 of them and just saw the reaction of what people would do with it. And what I found is there was a lot of, disagreement on what to do with it. A lot of people said, well, that's bias, don't do it. So I said, well, I'll do it anyway. And I started sending it and give it to people, and some people just get stuck. I mean, it says, I don't even know what the words mean in there. So I think, it goes both ways. You can't wait for information. It says, well, you're not informing me. You also need to inform yourself. I mean, you say you don't have a computer, but they have public libraries out there. You can go there and, get on the Internet, get the stuff and look at it. There's bylaws. It's specifica.org. Read the stuff. Come to some of the meetings if you can't make all the meetings. Some people leave out phone numbers. Call them. I mean, I put my phone number on all the questionnaires. I didn't get a single call. You know, I walk around with my cell phone, and I want people to call me and ask me those questions. So, we try the best we can. We reach out to the people. We want people to get involved. But, at one point, people have to make an effort in the other direction, too.
WBAI, you in here?
Hi, it's Sanda. Very exciting to listen to. I just want to point out that there's a sizable chunk of the audience, like me, who are basically homebound, and why we're listening to WBAI, because it's the most exciting thing around. So I really appreciated hearing ways that we can all have some kind of input. I am not particularly attuned to working on bylaws, but there's other stuff I like working on. And like many, only about 20% of people can afford or have computers. I can't because of asthma. And I do want to point out for those people who are disabled, I'm a wheelchair user but mostly homebound, for those people in wheelchairs who can, and many can go to meetings, please hold all meetings in wheelchair accessible spaces. And I was thinking that the Concerned Friends hotline, some stuff could be put on there for a phone, so people could plug in, as we've been doing all these months, to get information. And democracy is messy, but it really is nice. And there are whole chunks of programs that I can't stand, such as alternative medicine. But I don't care that they're on the air. I can pick stuff I like. So I guess that's all I have to say. So hi, and it's just been really, really exciting since we all got our station back. And
okay, thank
keep
you.
Keep listening.
Ram Katuta, you want to say something? Ram Katuta is from WBAA. Wait a second. Whoa. Where you at? Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Hi, everybody. I'm Reem, WBI producer, Pacifica Network, and WBIX. One thing we're working on to democratize the listener and the participation is to, with the Pacifica National Board, try to webcast it, but also set up listening stations so that we can go to a church, to a mosque, to a community center, put a computer and speakers and a phone and allow people of that community to participate. So we really will make it into like a virtual reality, even for people who don't have computers in their home. But one thing that is needed is a grassroots outreach effort. So people should call Fred and say, we're in the Bronx and there is this church. Can you help us set this up? We are up in Washington Heights and there is this mosque. There is this community center. And that's really needed for us to be successful in reaching to the grassroots. But we need your help out there. So call Fred Nguyen and see where in your community we can set a place with a computer so that people can listen and participate in these issues, irrelevant of whether they have computer at home or not.
WBAI, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. This is Nora from Westchester. Hi, Michelle. I'm so glad that you're having this show. It's really wonderful. I just want to make a quick comment about programming. There are three shows that are or were on WNYC that were really good, and they've been kind of, I don't know, maybe they've been abandoned. No, you can't turn it on because I'm on the air. They've been either cut out or they've been put on, like, one of them is now on 7:30 a.m. on Sunday morning, and it used to be on, you know, Saturday afternoon, like a great. And these are really good shows. The Infinite Mind was about all kinds of different issues about the mind from neurological perspective, from psychiatric perspective. It was really an interesting show. Then there was another one, Selected Shorts, where they would have dramatic readings of contemporary short stories. They were read live at Symphony Space, and they were broadcast on the air. Very interesting, really good stories. And then there was the third show called This American Life, which they would kind of pick a theme each week, and then they would have a series of segments during the hour on that theme. Like one time it was hospitals, and they had a story about hospitals, and they interviewed nurses and patients and doctors. It was really, they were really interesting shows, and NYC seems to be abandoning them in favor of, I don't know, whatever they're going to now. And I was wondering if maybe BAI might be adventurous enough, open-minded enough to consider picking these shows up.
Well, call Bernard White. And
I mean, I know it's kind of... another thing from Bernard, right?
Yes, just another. Just keep hitting them with it, that's all.
Yeah. Oh, no way.
Is this, like, completely, like, out of the question? I mean,
I've heard, you know, being the engineer here at the station, I hear a lot of programs. Like, there's a show called Mambo. It's about moms. It's about mothers. And it's a great show, but we don't take it down. I don't know whether it cost anything or not, but there are shows out there that are produced that I think we could very well use here at the station, and there are very specific purposes. I think we just have to look at stuff and, again, not forget our community nature, because many of the programs that are produced for national consumption, and therefore it's more of a general thing rather than a more specific thing. But as I say, call Mr. Bernard White and throw your
I have to depart.
Panama, it's 12. Wait a minute, Panama. We all depart.
Okay.
Now, what I want to do is try to get a roundup and for people to give their relevant information, how they can get in touch with you. Again, this is the first program, and I really, not only enjoyed myself, but enjoyed talking with everybody here, and I hope that we continue on this vein where different people can come up and give their points of view and how they see things and stuff. And so, given all of that and stuff, Miguel.
Okay, I would like just to take the opportunity to tell all those listeners that the fact that we have this show tonight about the bylaw, which is how we're going to be
governing the Pacific Foundation, which will distribute, and I want to repeat again, part of the power, because governing in a taxi in a way imply that we're talking about a power. So I just wanted to the people to think a little bit about that, and also to invite the people that tomorrow they're going to be in the Social Scholars Conference, Scholar Conference, they're going to be a round table discussion about the vision of Luz Hill, the founder of the Pacifica, and other issues about WBAI. So tomorrow they're going to be, I think, about 3:30. And we're going to be there with table for WBAI and concerned friends and the local advisory board.
And where they're hosting the conference at?
They're going to be in Cooper Union, which is the 3rd Avenue and Astor Place.
Right.
You take the train 6th train and get off and Astor Place. And you're going to be there. And
right.
The 27th, I'll see you at the theater for the new city.
Sheila, I'm Anata. Some final thoughts on how folks can get in touch with the folks up in Rockland County, or do you want to do that? Or
we have, I hate to say this, but we have a website which is rocklandfriendsofwbai@yahoogroups.com, which people can write at, and
okay.
I'm trying to
say that again. Matt?
rocklandfriendsofwbai@yahoogroups.com.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, I forgot to write down our phone number.
Okay, then we'll get you the next time around. This is not the only time. Michelle from Westchester.
Yeah, I'd just like to say for Westchester Concerned Friends, if they're interested in getting involved, they can call this number, 914-631-1135. And also to get involved with Westpac, our local peace and justice organizations. There's a lot of things happening there that kind of reflect what's happening at BAI. And their number is 914-682-0488. And just to keep on listening and keep being informed, because that's how we're going to protect our station and Pacifica.
Fred.
Okay. You could call the Concerned Friends hotline if you want to be if you want to involve yourself. That's 800-825-0055. If you're in New Jersey, you can join our list at friends, WBAINJ, one word, @yahoogroups.com. You can call me if you want to be on the bylaws list. It's just too long to describe here. Or if you want to have any suggestion on how to do community meetings with WBIX, that's 917-902-6702.
Okay, Jim.
Okay, from Long Island. One thing that WBII is doing is bringing together a whole bunch of organizations that we're connected with. For example, we have the march coming up in Washington, D.C., and people can contact PeaceMiths at 631-798-0778 about going there, or else can call the Long Island Alliance at 516-741-4360. As far as our group, we're going to have our meeting on April 27th at the Cinema Arts Center in Huntington. The meeting kind of starts at 9 in the morning with something from Eli Jackson Bear, if anybody's interested. And at 10 o'clock, we have our meeting. And we'll be having outreach and talking about the bylaws. Our listserv is LIFWBAI, announce, subscribe at topica.com. Our website is islandwebsites.com/WBAI. Email, you can go to Long Island at WBAIAction.org. And Reem asked me to mention for WBIX. WBIXfeedback@yahoo.com.
Okay. Lorraine?
Yeah, I'd just like to say that democracy starts at the very top. And one of the ways that it can be exhibited is in the process in the choice of an executive director of Pacifica, and that if there is some democracy seen in the process of that choice, which was supposed to be an interim choice, then perhaps it can trickle down. All right. We don't have a telephone number right now. Oh, yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. Yes, you do.
What we mean? What do you mean we?
What are you talking about? No, 718-859-0857. Again, for CPR, 718-859-0857.
Okay.
And you can email at nagollo@aol.com.
Okay. Panama?
Yeah, wearing a bunch of different hats. First of all, I'd like to say to that inactive listenership, please get active. Because the way we are, the way we counter corporate, the lack of money is with people power. Mm-hmm. And you are that power. So please get active. In terms of reaching out, if you need to reach me or need to reach the Ad Hoc Latino Committee for Inclusion, you could email me at Panama Alba, PanamaAlba, at yahoo.com. You could reach me at 917-626-5847. Save Recycling in the City of New York. Peace for Vieques. God bless you all.
Ray. Ray.
Okay.